Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, titled Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna, text number 9. Tam atam yasitem, tam atayastim prasamikas. I forgot the tune to it. Archita Prabhu? Thank you. Tamata astim prasam miksha satvaras. Tamata yastim prasam miksha satvaras. Tato varuya pasasara bitavat. Tato varuya pasasara bitavat. Gopyan vadant han vanayama pa yoginam. Gopyan vadant vanayama pa yoginam. Shamam parvaistum tapasre chitam manaha. Shamam parvaistum tapasre ritam manaha. Tam atayastim pasamiksha satvaras. Tato varuya pasasara bitavat. Gopyanu vandan vanayamapa yoginam. Payoginam. Chamam pravestum tapasre ritam manaha. Tam atayastim prasamiksha satvaras. Tato varuya pasasara bitavat. Gopyan vadan vanayam appayoginam. Samam pravestum tapasre chitam manaha. Someone else, please. Ta'atmatasim. yoginam. Shamam Prabhishtum Tapasri Chamanaha. Ladies, please. Word for word, Tom, unto Mother Yashoda, Atayastim, carrying in her hand a stick, Prasamiksha, Krishna, seeing her in that attitude, Satvara, very quickly, Tata, from there. Avaruya, getting down. Apasasara, began to flee. Bitavat, as if very much afraid. Gopi, Mother Yashoda. Anvadavat, began to follow him. Na, not. Yam, unto whom? Appa, failed to reach. Yoginam, of great yogis, mystics. Shamam, who could reach him? Praveshtum, trying to enter into the Brahman effulgence, or Paramatma. Tapasa, with great austerities and penances. Iritam, trying for that purpose. Mana, by meditation. Translation. When Lord Sri Krishna saw his mother, stick in hand, he very quickly got down from the top of the mortar and began to flee as if very much afraid. Although yogis tried to capture him as Paramatma by meditation, desiring to enter into the effulgence of the Lord with great austerities and penances, they failed to reach him. But Mother Yashoda, thinking that same personality of Godhead Krishna to be her son, began following Krishna to catch him. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Yogis, mystics, want to catch Krishna as Paramatma. And with great austerity and penances, they try to approach him. Yet, they cannot. Here we see, however, that Krishna is going to be caught by Yashoda and is running away in fear. This illustrates the difference between the bhakta and the yogi. Yogis cannot reach Krishna, but for pure devotees like Mother Yashoda, Krishna is already caught. Krishna was even afraid of Mother Yashoda's stick. This was mentioned by Queen Kunti in her prayers, Baya Bhavanaya Shitasya, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, verse 31. Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda, and yogis are afraid of Krishna. Yogis try to teach Krishna by Jnana, try to reach Krishna by Jnana Yoga and other yogas, but fail. Yet, although Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, was a woman, Krishna was afraid of her, as clearly described in this verse. Om Gyanatam Anandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurudave Namaha. So Srila Prabhupada here, in the 10th canto, is continuing to write about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And these are his personal ecstasies. He's telling us about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And just imagine, in 1977, Srila Prabhupada is taking his time to continually preach the glories of the Lord to us, to give us Krishna consciousness. And despite the fact in 1977, Srila Prabhupada's his bodily age was increasing, but still Srila Prabhupada was very much in touch with Krishna and distributing this knowledge and preaching Krishna consciousness. And even Srila Prabhupada has written this wonderful Krishna book. This is the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada has very well balanced all of his teachings. And there's so many different books that he has written, starting with Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna book. And now in the 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada is giving us the nectar of Krishna, of his wonderful pastimes. As Srila Prabhupada writes and has written, we cannot understand Krishna by our blunt material senses. We cannot understand Krishna simply by mental speculation. We cannot understand Krishna by just acquiring knowledge, by reading about Krishna, trying to understand him. That can't be done. We have to perform devotional service, and we have to become bhaktas. We have to perform devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is done through serving the pure devotee, by starting with serving the devotees. We know there's that one verse, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parcharam Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. That by worship of Lord Vishnu is the best. But even better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of the devotee, the Vaishnava. So here we all are in this room, such wonderful Vaishnavas. On the internet, people listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, driving in their cars to destinations to perform devotional service. This is the way that we develop love for Krishna, by chanting his holy name, by following the process and performing devotional service. In reading this purport today in Srimad Bhagavatam, it reminded me of a verse that Krishna spoke to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Right here, looking at the windows to the spiritual world, as Srila Prabhupada would say, here's Arjuna speaking, Krishna speaking and instructing Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So in the 18th chapter, the conclusion, the perfection of renunciation, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Bhakti mama bijananti yavinyas chasmi tatvataha, tato mam tavato gyatva vishite tad anantanam. Bhakti, by pure devotional service. So that verse is, one can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So Krishna is giving a very nice instruction here, that by bhakti mama mijananti, by pure devotional service unto him, then we can learn to know Krishna. And when one is in full consciousness of me, Krishna says, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his plenary portions cannot be understood by mental speculation, nor by the non-devotees. If one wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to take to pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface of Bhagavad Gita in several times that one needs to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srila Prabhupada made the point in the preface as he finished it in Sydney, Australia, May the 12th of 1971. In the preface, Srila Prabhupada writes that there are different versions of Bhagavad Gita. But all the versions were written for one's own personal self, by one's mental speculation. Bhagavad Gita, however, as it is, however, was handed down through the chain of the cyclic succession. And Srila Prabhupada is giving us this Bhagavad Gita as it is. On every page, Krishna's name appears. Now, in the introduction, Srila Prabhupada writes that just like when you have medicine, okay, we've all had these medicine jars, and it's got our name on it, and it's got the date, and tells you how many refills you have. But in there, it says to take one tablet daily, or it may say take, you know, if it's a liquid form, take the liquid forms three times a day. We can't just do it according to however we please. Well, I want to get well fast, so I'm going to take, you know, six or eight of them a day rather than just following what the prescription says. So here's the perfect prescription. Srila Prabhupada gives this perfect prescription right here in all of his books. And there's so many instructions that Srila Prabhupada is giving us. He has spent so much of his time giving us Krishna consciousness and giving us instruction. So Srila Prabhupada was very strongly emphasizing in the introduction to read Bhagavad Gita as it is and to follow the instructions as is laid out in Bhagavad Gita and his books as well. And to do all of this in association of devotees. Association of devotees is very important. And that's where faith comes from, as is stated in the 9th chapter, 3rd verse of Bhagavad Gita, that faith comes from association with devotees. So Srila Prabhupada writes, again, I'll read this, if anyone wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to take to pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. Otherwise, the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will always be hidden. As already stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:25, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, he is not revealed to everyone. No one can understand Krishna simply by erudite scholarship or mental speculation. Only one who is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service can understand what Krishna is. University degrees are not helpful. So again, in every purport, in every verse, there's instructions. And Srila Prabhupada said we should pay very close attention even to the small points, even to the small instructions. We should pay very close attention to that. Yogis cannot reach Krishna, but for pure devotees like Mother Yashoda, Krishna is already caught. In the month of Damodar, every year, we chant twice. We chant that verse in the Damodar Astakam. I'll see if I can get through this one. Rudam tamaur netra yugmam rajantam param boja yugmena santanka netram. Kampatri re kanka kanta stita daima damodaram bhakti badam. So Krishna ran in fear of Mother Yashoda's whipping, Mother Yashoda's stick. These pastimes of Krishna are amazing. I remember when I was a Gurukul teacher, I was an ashram teacher, and I would read Krishna pastimes to the children to take rest. They all knew these stories because they hear it day after day. And I remember sometimes people saying, the children saying, "Oh, Sachinanda Prabhu, we already know all these stories. Can't we hear something else?" It's true. However, by continually, just like we continually chant Hare Krishna, Sat Krishna Namachari Dasi Tapta Vidya, a natural relish awakens. We develop a taste for chanting Hare Krishna. So in the same way, by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, over and over and over again, a certain relish awakens. We get a certain taste. And we've all seen, because I'm looking at everyone here in this room, everyone here has been chanting Hare Krishna for some time. And there's a certain taste that we've all developed, that we all have received. Otherwise, we wouldn't be chanting Hare Krishna day after day after day. As the example is given, try chanting Coca-Cola. How long can we chant that for? Or even songs that we all may have heard before, mundane songs. Try listening to it hour after hour. Eventually, there's no taste there anymore. And you have to try something else. So material life is like that. Now with Krishna consciousness, with spiritual life, we're doing the same thing every day. We're rising early. We're going to Mangalartik. We're going to the morning program. We're chanting 16 rounds Hare Krishna every day. We're doing devotional service. But there's a taste there. We're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. And there's a taste there. And so, as we read the pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, something will appear. So we'll hear something. We'll realize something that we never realized before. I've used this example of the pictures. We may look at these pictures daily, but one day we realize we see something Krishna reveals to us. Perhaps something in the distance, in the painting, in the picture. We just see something different. Or even in the deities. Something that we never recognized before. So, the key is to just keep going, to be tenacious. Despite the fact that sometimes we may lose the taste or the taste may not be what it was the day before. But be tenacious, keep going, keep chanting, and Krishna will reveal himself more and more to that devotee that is performing devotional service and is sincere in performing bhakti yoga. So today is a very auspicious day. I want to leave just a little time to read something about Lochan Das Thakur. And this is from the ISKCON Desire Tree. And Sri Lochan Das Thakur, he was a disciple of Sri Narhari Shankar Thakur, a dearest associate of Lord Gaur Rai. So as we've been reading here in the 10th canto and hearing the pastimes of Krishna, it's also very important that we hear the pastimes and the lives of all the great acharyas. Let me come down here. It says, Lochan Das Thakur wrote Chaitanya Mangala, which tells many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, not revealed by Vrindavan Das Thakur or Krishna Das Kaviraj. He mentions an especially touching conversation Sri Gaurasundar had with Vishnu Priya Devi the night before he took sannyas. Being a talented musician, Lochan Das told Mahaprabhu's pastimes in beautiful poetry, filled with fire and rhythm. Common people could easily understand the divine character of Sri Chaitanya and awaken their religious feelings. As devotees regularly chant the Vedic epics, Ramayana and Mahabharata, Gaudiya Vaishnavas still wander through Bengal reciting the Chaitanya Mangala. Lochan Das Thakur also wrote many songs praising Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Gauri Das Pandit. Lochan Das stressed that Raganuga Bhaktis must take shelter of Gadadhar Vrindavanishvari to attain Radha Govinda Prem Bhakti. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to print and distribute Lochan Das Thakur's Sri Chaitanya Mangala. Srila Prabhupada was very fond of his bhajans. While singing Paramakaruna, Srila Prabhupada would plunge into the ocean of Gauranga Prem. We know that song, Paramakaruna. Paramakaruna, Pahudvijana, Nitai Gora Chandra, Tabhavatar Charachiramani, Kevalananda Kanda. It's a very beautiful song. Prabhupada wrote an extensive commentary on this bhajan. Bhaja bhaja bhai, Chaitanya nitai, Shurita Vishvasa Kori. Lochan Das Thakur asks everyone, my dear brother, just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm faith and conviction. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. So here we're being told that don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. These realized souls, they're speaking by realization. They're not just making this up or speaking from some, you know, imagination. So again, it's very important to associate with those devotees, those self-realized souls. We associate with Srila Prabhupada through his books. There's Vani and there's Vapu. Vani is his instructions, and Vapu is by his personal association. So Srila Prabhupada may not be here present in his personal association, in his personal form, but he is in the form of his Murti. But Srila Prabhupada is also here in his books. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction. His samadhi is in 64 samadhis area. So we must chant with firm faith and conviction. So by chanting in association with devotees, that's how we develop faith. Again, as it says in the 9th chapter, Ashradanam Purusha Dharma Shasya Parantrapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsaravartmani. In that purport, again, very, very important. And whenever I'm personally feeling a little bit of a lacking or a lag, or I'm feeling a little slow, I think about that instruction that Srila Prabhupada has given, and I go and I associate with devotees. I'll go to someone, oh, please tell me something about Krishna. What have you done today, devotional service-wise? What have you read? What have you heard? And in this way, by associating with devotees, then we develop that faith. So this is a little short passage about Lochan Das Thakur, a great Vaishnava. And today is an auspicious day of disappearance, his disappearance day. So we should remember Lochan Das Thakur today. I want to thank everyone for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class, listening to class. I want to thank everyone on the internet who's watching today and who's listening. And I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Jai Hare Krishna. Jai.